You just mentioned that you have a broad variety of music. So you have the classic instruments for a rock band, so guitar, bass, drums, but also you have some instrument which I found interesting. So you have a fiddle and you have a Greek guitar, bouzouki.
Yeah, a bouzouki. Yeah. It's an Irish bouzouki, actually.
Irish, actually. Okay, sorry.
Irish bouzouki, yeah. There's a difference between the Greek bouzouki and the Irish, yeah.
So is this what you mentioned? The Celtic influences or the Irish sounds, is this something that makes you in some way special to makes your music sound a little bit different than from other rock songs or rock bands?
I think for a typical rock band, yes. It's on the other hand, it's easy for people to categorize us with bands like Flogging Molly or the Mahones or, you know, things like this, which is totally cool. We've played with those groups in the past. But as far as, like you say, classic rock and roll band format, it makes us quite a bit different, which, you know, is a great thing for us. It allows us to play more acoustic music if we like, or if we want to, you know, really rage out when we play a really heavy rock song, and we can land in many places in between. So it's very fulfilling as an artist this way.
Also er hat gesagt, so diese Instrumente geben eine größere Möglichkeit, eine größere Bandbreite zu spielen. Sie können sowohl leiser, also akustischer spielen oder auch, wenn sie Bock drauf haben, richtig laute Rocksongs spielen. Und das ist auch für sie als Künstler dann auch einfach schön, diese Möglichkeiten zu haben. You had some personal changes in the band in the last years. How did this change the music, or did it change the music, and how did it change the way you do or you develop the music?
Yes. We had two of our original members left a year ago, almost today.
Oh, yeah.
So we picked up two new guys who are also friends of ours around Halifax, and one was a fiddler / bouzouki player, and the other guy's a bass player, Callan and Dylan, respectively. So they brought a new energy to the band. It allowed us to, you know, look at our old material and change it around to make it exciting to play again. So it almost feels like we're a brand new band, which is a really cool thing. We've also begun writing music for our next record, and it's proving to be pretty interesting, and we're all pretty excited about it. So I would say that we miss the old members. Of course, they're our brothers, but things are progressing nicely otherwise.
Also sie vermissen die zwei Mitglieder. Vor einem Jahr sind zwei der ursprünglichen Besetzung haben die Band verlassen. Es sind zwei neue Leute dazugekommen, Callan und Dylan. Also Neil Callan ist auch derjenige, der die Fiddle und die Bouzouki mit hineingebracht haben. Und haben sie eine ganze Menge von den alten Liedern nochmal neu arrangiert. Und sie haben eine ganz neue Energie damit reingebracht. Und es fühlt sich an, als ob es eine ganz neue Band wäre, hat John gesagt. Und auch die Arbeiten fürs neue Album gehen gut voran. I read the Wikipedia article about you. And it says that you are quite famous for being for your live performances. I read the word rowdy. What is your favorite way to fire the crowd up? You mentioned earlier before that the band actually started from partying, so I suspect that this is still a major thing for you when you play live.
I think we are very energetic on stage, for sure. We don't have a lot of tricks or anything like that. We like to focus on putting on a good performance and engaging people that way. The party band sort of thing, that's something we were a bit more known for when we were younger. Now we're slowing down a little bit.
So you're getting older and wiser.
Yeah, older and wiser. You know, less Aragorn and more Gandalf. You know? No, but that's just say. I think our shows are getting better as we get older. To be honest with you, it's not so much there's not so much theater involved in it. It's more focused, and you know, we're concentrating on delivering the best show that we can.
So
always.
What can we expect then next week? Specifically, do you have anything yet you can make the Düsseldorf crowd looking forward to you and your members or followers?
We are Canadian, so we're bringing over a chorus line of dancing mooses and some dancing beavers, and there's going to be a maple syrup shower and pyrotechno. I'm just kidding.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, I just tell them that, because otherwise, that's actually one of the hardest questions for a musician to answer, because it's and I've yet to find the right answer for it. But I believe everybody should come prepared to have a good time. Period.